In the morning, Lewis woke hungry just before 10. The kitchen was empty, but it was in its habitual state of mess and clutter. He moved things until he had enough space to make some Marmite on toast and a cup of tea, then took them back to his room to eat them in bed while he read through his emails. There was a long one from his mum telling him lots of mostly irrelevant stuff about neighbours and the garden, but also about the books she'd read recently. Lewis had got his love of reading from his mother, and she was thrilled he was studying literature. His dad was working away at the moment, she said, on a project in Spain that would last at least a month. She was thinking of increasing her hours at the library to keep her occupied, but was worried that Boris, their Jack Russell Terrier, would pine if she left him alone too much. Lewis flagged the message so he wouldn't forget to reply later. He'd drop a line to his dad too, although he hadn't heard from him for the last week. Lewis heard Max's door open and close, and the sound of voices in the corridor. He strained to listen, trying to work out if Max's mystery guest was leaving, but he couldn't tell. Curiosity got the better of him, and Lewis got back out of bed, pulled a dressing gown on over his boxers and T-shirt, and carried his plate and mug back to the kitchen. He could do with another piece of toast and some more tea anyway, as the traces of a hangover were still pounding at his temples and making his throat dry. He walked into the kitchen and stopped in his tracks at the sight of Max perched half on the kitchen surface, with a dark-haired guy standing between his parted thighs. They were kissing, utterly lost in each other, and oblivious to Lewis standing there. The guy's hands were in Max's hair, and as Lewis watched, Max gave a little moan and moved his hands from the other boy's hips to his arse, hauling him closer. Max changed the angle of the kiss. The wet sounds of their mouths were shockingly loud in the silent kitchen. Max's eyes fluttered open, and Lewis tried to back away, but it was too late. Max's lust-filled gaze locked on him, and his eyes flew wide open. He broke the kiss and pushed the other boy away. "Oops, sorry, Lou." His face was flushed, and his lips were pink and swollen as he smiled, looking a bit shamefaced. "Got a bit carried away." Heat flooded Lewis at being caught watching. "No, it's fine. I'll just go elsewhere." "Somewhere, anywhere rather than here." "God, no, not on our account. It's us who should go." Max ran a hand through his mussed-up hair. "You remember Bruno, yeah?" The dark boy turned and grinned at Lewis, raising a hand and waggling his fingers. "Hi, Lewis. Sorry about the PDA. Bruno was wearing a pair of Max's pyjama bottoms, and they didn't do much to hide the effect the kiss had had on him. Max was in a similar state, trying to adjust himself surreptitiously as he slid off the kitchen counter. Bruno turned back to Max and grabbed his hand, lacing their fingers together. "Maybe we should move this back to your room." Max's gaze flickered to Lewis, then back to Bruno. Yeah, probably." He couldn't hide the smile that lurked at the corner of his lips. He pulled on Bruno's hand and led the way out with a final apologetic glance at Lewis. Bruno's smile was wide as he followed. "Good to see you again, Lou." Lewis bristled. He didn't mind Max calling him that, but it sounded all wrong coming from Bruno. "Yeah, you too," he answered automatically, instinctively polite, even as his hands curled into irritated fists. It was only after they'd left that Lewis realized they weren't the only ones with awkward boners. Thank fuck the bulge in his boxers was hidden by his dressing gown. Lewis boiled the kettle and made more toast on autopilot. That was what he'd come into the kitchen for, after all. He spread on some margarine and Marmite, but his stomach was clenched like a cold stone. He carried the toast back to his room with another mug of steaming tea and got back into his bed and propped himself up on his pillows. He tried to eat the toast, but he didn't seem to have enough saliva in his mouth and it kept sticking in his throat, painful when he tried to swallow. He sipped at the tea and burnt his tongue, then cursed. Lewis gave up on the toast, shoving the plate out of the way under his bed and grabbed his laptop instead. He cupped his tea in both hands, suddenly chilly, and blew the steam off the surface while he waited for his computer to power up. When it was ready, he set his tea aside and took a deep breath. His heart was going crazy, and his hands trembled slightly as he opened his browser, went to Google, and started to type. "Am I gay?"